Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone, or at least a belated St. Patrick's Day as you listen to this. This past Saturday, the 16th, was that the 16th, I believe? 16th, 17th, whatever, was St. Patrick's Day, and we recorded live at Shamrocks for Kegs and Eggs. I know we promised that we would come to stream it via Facebook, but it just did not work out. Their internet was messed up. It was crazy busy, so Kyle didn't even have time to come on the episodes, but we're appreciative that he left set up and record there. We had a very St. Patrick's-themed episode. It was a good time. It was the first time all four of us have been on location before, so that was interesting. It was fun. It was fun to get out from the studio and go somewhere with everyone in tow. It was the Flop's first time, so congratulations, Missy. That said, we are still sponsored by God bless. I messed this up once. This is the second time I'm recording it, so let me try this again. We are sponsored by the Beer Sauce Shop at 318 Mid Rivers Mall Drive in St. Peters, Missouri. You can go there to get over 500 individual craft beers, over 25 or more craft whiskeys, and that's not enough. I usually just say that, but that's not enough. They also have like craft margarita mixes, craft like flavorings for your alcohol and things like that. They have all kinds of wines and spirits and whiskeys, all independently owned for you to appreciate. So just saying the whiskey thing's not enough. They have everything. They also have everything you want for your grilling or barbecuing or whatever. They have thousands of sauces and rubs. They have the Big Green Egg. They have a smoker made down in Jackson, Missouri. They have a lot of locally owned and promoted items there for you to enjoy, and they really do it while they do it with a passion. Everyone in there is as smart as the next about what they're selling, so it's worth going in there and having a good time. Eight beers on tap at any given time, and it's always fun. So go check them out. You could even pick up a bomber jacket there, but if you didn't want to pick it up there, if you want to save 15%, you could go to the website, www.mybomberjackets.com. Use the one that needs to expire promo code, RAPCAST15. I'm going to try to get that to BOMBCAST15 soon. I just got to get Alex on the episode. I keep saying it, but I don't keep reaching out. So hopefully someone's out there listening saying, hey, Alex, they just keep forgetting to call you, so go on the episode. So if you do, that's awesome. Otherwise, enjoy this episode. Again, like I said, we were from Shamrock's Pub & Grill in St. Peters off of Veterans Memorial Parkway in Cave Springs. Great food, great beer, great people. So, yeah, enjoy this. Here comes the music. Thanks. Then we'll get going. Kyle may sit down with us at some point, so if he does, we will.
Are we recording?
Somebody just let him in. Yeah, but I haven't started, but we are recording.
Oh, I thought you started.
No. You didn't hear that we are back?
I wasn't in here.
He wouldn't say it if you weren't in here.
Bender.
Tom.
Called you Tom.
He's throwing you under the bus.
I know, I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
This time.
Yeah, well, next time, shape up, will you? All right, are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All that pressure from her. Hey, we are back, and we're back to a lot of things. We're back at Shamrocks, we're back to being fully hosted, and we're back to being live, but it is the first time ever that the four of us are on location anywhere.
Yay!
So of course, and I'm gonna do this out of order because we're not sitting in our normal spots, that means to the left of me is no gimmicks needed, Bender. I got to get a different one for you, but yeah, I do like that one.
Every time you look at me, you just you
blank.
Words because I'm
blank.
So handsome.
It's a look of disappointment. You don't have a gimmick.
I think
either
sexual
one.
Desire, but whatever.
Sexual desire, Bender. All right, there you go. That means across from me. Well, it doesn't mean, but that you know of. But across from me today is the Silver Badger.
What's
Tom?
Up, party people?
And last but certainly not least, to my right is the lovely Flop.
Hey, I actually like sitting next to Tom because Bender's head always gets in the way and I can never see Tom.
Are you saying Bender has a big head?
Yeah.
You have kind of a pinhead.
Yeah.
My head is
literally
relatively normal size.
I don't know. Let's weigh in real quick. Does Bender have a normal size head, big head? But I think it's a
we don't
head.
Know because of his hair.
Yeah.
I think it's large hair.
It's large.
It definitely is a large hair.
I keep it
tall. I've thought about it before. But yeah, a little larger than normal.
I'm going to have to ask. I'll ask your mom how big your head is because she would know. I mean, she birthed you.
No, you just gave me a weird image that I didn't want.
Did you go out the vagina or did you go out the belly?
I don't know. I think the vagina. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Like I don't know. I don't think I've ever asked.
Huh.
You don't know? I get it. I don't think I've ever asked either, but I think moms normally just volunteer that information.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever paid attention.
They say, sure you see this scar? This scar was you, motherfucker.
You mean you don't remember?
No. Weird, right?
I know. Yeah.
It might be a little traumatic.
Yeah. You block that out because of the drama. Hey, I toyed with the idea. I definitely don't bring a soundboard when we're on location because I don't think it'll pick up very well. Yeah. But I also toyed with the idea of not playing the game because, you know, try to maintain a level of professionalism in front of a lot of people. Yeah. And I thought, screw it, we're going to play the game anyway.
We're hiding in the back room.
So yeah, no one sees us back here.
We're going to go ahead and give Bender one because of his traumatic birth. that said, we are at Shamrocks today. We're back on location. It's for Kegs and Eggs. We were going to live broadcast this, but their internet is not working, and I don't feel like holding a phone up the whole time. We may go in and out with it or something. Who knows?
We tried to get child labor to do it, but there's laws against that.
Camera girl's over there playing iPad, so she doesn't want to do it.
Oh, she made a sad face.
Yeah. So that said, we're gonna jump right into what it is. It's St. Patrick's Day. I brought a little bit of St. Patrick's history for you guys.
A little bit of luck of the Irish.
I think a lot of us celebrate St. Patrick's Day. In fact, I know a lot of us celebrate St. Patrick's Day, but I don't think any of us really, really know what St. Patrick's Day is all about other than St. Patrick himself, right?
Is it about chasing snakes out of Ireland?
Well, let's get to that. So here is...
And by snakes, do you mean black people?
I think it's just snakes this time.
Well, you're closer. It's not black people. First off, St. Patrick was a Romano-British Christian missionary and a bishop in Ireland.
Titles.
Here's what's great about him. Most of what's known about him comes from a book called Declaration, which conveniently he allegedly wrote himself. So his whole story comes from his own account.
Sounds like a guy we know.
no doubt.
Get a point.
It's pretty.
Oh, I mean, if we're going back to points, I went through a traumatic birth, so give me a point.
No, you can't. don't be stealing his thunder on birth. We all birthed, miss. We all were birthed.
I went through it physically myself.
Oh, it's true. You get a point for being the only one on us that can actually have a baby.
Thanks.
So he supposedly converted thousands of
and thousands
of pagans to Christianity, but it was his efforts against the Druids is what ended up turning into the allegory that was the snake. So snakes out of Ireland.
Are these Druids the ones that followed the Undertaker around?
Yeah. He chased them all the way over here through a time machine to follow the Undertaker for a brief stint in the 90s.
Are the Druids the ones who paint their faces blue?
Well,
the movies.
Those are the guys that do that show in Vegas.
That's the Blue Man Group. You get a point for that. We're just slaying right out of the gate. That King Arthur movie.
Yeah, they were Druids.
They were Druids. But yeah, so he supposedly, in his effort to convert Ireland to Christianity, it was his war against the Druids. The Druids represented the snakes in this allegory, so he chased the snakes out of Ireland. Here's a scientific fact, Bender's Science Corner.
Stealing my thing.
Yeah, there were never any snakes in Ireland. There's never been snakes. He didn't chase snakes out of Ireland.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. They don't exist, period?
Not in Ireland.
Huh, oh, we should go there.
Yeah. She hates snakes.
Really?
Yeah.
Such a weird thing.
Scared of them.
They have teeth and venom.
So we celebrated on March 17th because of that's the day he died. So we celebrate his death.
His death birthday.
So the reason we do greens and shamrocks, it comes from the theory that he used a three-leaf clover to explain the Holy Trinity in these converted Druids. And he chose that because most of the people there they bought into a three-deity system to begin with.
Okay.
So it was an easy transition. It was more about tricking people to being Christians.
Yeah.
Like a lot of places throughout history.
So this is why leprechauns do tricks?
Well, we'll get to the leprechauns thing here in a second. So parades for St. Patrick's Day didn't start till the 18th century. And I'll give you all a point if you can guess what country started a parade, St. Patrick's Day parades.
Here.
Bender gets the point right away.
Cheater.
Yeah. We're all about parades.
Yeah, the Irish actually didn't have their first St. Patrick's Day parade until the 20th century.
Huh.
So, of course...
Every day is St. Patrick's Day over there.
Well, that's what we're going to get to right now, because, of course, we're all here celebrating by drinking, and drinking culture is what's associated with this Green Day. But it shouldn't be a surprise that natives of Ireland aren't hip on the depiction of leprechauns, shillelaghs, and belligerent drunkards being the representation for all things Irish. In fact, they've sued successfully some places to not have leprechauns and stuff be on things because it's an insult to them.
What about leprechauns?
I was going to say, what about Lucky Charms?
Yeah.
See, when I think Ireland, I think of angry racist drug runners. Yeah. Gun runners.
By the way, no one takes on big cereal, okay? Yeah. No one.
Sure. General Mills will kill you.
So, of the largest countries that celebrate St. Patrick's Day the most, another no shocker here, we celebrate it by far more than anybody in the world. But it should be noted that countries like Russia, Japan, Canada, South Korea, Great Britain, and even the International Space Station has St. Patrick's Day celebrations.
Yeah. So is there a city in the United States that celebrates it more?
Well,
Boston.
The three biggest cities in this order are New York by population, Boston, and Chicago are the mecca of St. Patrick's Day.
Cool.
Yeah. St. Louis, we do a pretty good job, though.
Because yeah, we do, all right. Yeah.
I mean, we think. I don't know.
No, we showed up on the list. It's just those are the three.
Oh, okay.
Those are the big ones. So this is for all my tabletop gaming friends. We're going to do a perception check. Outside of Guinness and Jameson, and obviously drug runners, apparently.
Yeah.
You think of Irish, what do you think of?
Redheads. Gingers.
Yeah.
I always think of them as Scottish, but I always confuse Scottish and Irish.
Well, that's your problem. We'll get to that in a second, too.
Sitting out World War II.
Anger.
Yeah.
Angry motherfucker.
Angry Irish.
Yeah.
Notre Dame. Like, everything, I mean, and the only reason I'm bringing it up, because everything you think of as Irish is all our stereotypes.
Yeah.
It's like nothing to do with them, like potato famine and things of that stuff that they actually went through. We don't even associate that.
I associate short, angry guys with being Irish.
So you think they've got a legitimate beef about hating America the way they've painted Irish people?
Who's got more short, angry guys, the Irish or the Italians?
If they're pale, Irish. If they're tan, Italian.
All right, thank you, Mr. Science.
I wish I was.
That's how my brain works.
You know, we've always wondered how your brain works. Now we know.
Yeah.
It's funny you brought up the Scottish thing, because there was one time when I lived in Kansas City, I partied. Me and Mal Pal, one of his friends he met in the military, she was Scottish. Scottish accent, Scottish, I mean, just the stereotype of angry Scotsman, you know, and she came over.
She was a Scot.
Yeah, and we would give her a hard time because...
She's a spy. She's a spy.
Well, we give her a hard time because, you're Irish? She would lose her mind. Hated Irish people.
Really?
Hated the whole mystique. She goes, they're not fucking good drinkers. They're not fucking entertaining. They're just fucking people. And they're not even fucking good at that. So
I think this girl being like 5'2 and 200 pounds.
Yeah, no. 5'2, about 90 pounds.
Nice.
I mean, nothing. She weighed nothing.
She freckly?
No, she was.
That's a misconception too.
She was a handsome girl. We'll put it that way.
Oh, okay.
But she was cool as could be. She went to a Tool concert. Was in town and went to a Tool concert with Al Powell and I over a weekend. And
to be honest, that's a concert I never want to go to.
It was an awesome concert. Oh. Seen them three times.
Oh, awesome concert.
Yeah, this doesn't seem like my thing.
So,
Tom, what about you?
Tool's a little too dark for me.
Yeah.
I like my music a little more upbeat.
He's an 80s kind of guy. There's nothing downbeat in the 80s.
Justin Timberlake or Tool, which one are you going to?
I'll go to JT.
Tool concerts are great, but JT would probably be a better concert.
It's a great light show at a Tool concert.
They put on a hell of a show. Big screen, a lot of good things.
And
but,
you never see him. You never see.
My brother is a huge Tool fan.
Your brother's a huge Tool, period. And a Tool fan. We got him.
Joke.
Does he still listen?
I don't think he ever did.
Not after this one.
Well, he's a giant Tool. There you go. So you think Scottish people have a legitimate beef about hating Irish people, about all the fame they get?
Probably.
I don't know. I mean,
the Scots.
You've only had one experience with a Scottish person. Well, would we know?
Well, isn't Groundskeeper Willie and Simpsons?
Yeah, and he's
a Scotsman. Scott, so that's two.
Oh, and then, the Simpsons are real.
What's Braveheart's Mel Gibson guy's name?
Yeah, Scottish also. Yeah.
William Wallace. But, you know, his sword wasn't nearly as big as they say it was.
It was bigger than the person of his height could wield. Or
but
what,
it's not real. It's a fake it's a fake sword that they glued together from two other swords.
Yeah.
Was it
styrofoam?
No, I mean, it's a real sword, but it was welded together from two other
ones. Were they all playing Laird?
Yeah. LARPing, you mean?
LARPing.
Yeah, Laird. Yeah. I was like, what is Laird? Hamilton? No.
I took my kids to the park and some guys were LARPing one day.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, these guys are nerds. But I got to give it to him. It looked like a lot of fun.
No.
Our neighbors were doing it.
What?
Our neighbors were doing it one time, and Jeremy went outside to try and join in.
No, I didn't want to join in. I just wanted to understand the rules.
Yeah.
And
they were just sword fighting out in the front yard.
Because the fact that I owned a really geek-centric store in my life and managed one other than that, I'd never been close to the flame on LARPing, so I had to see it. And then,
were they legitimate LARPers, or were they 8-year-olds that you were just creeping?
Well, and we should also, and I know we're, if we don't do this, we'll get some hate. LARPing and what they were doing is two different things. They were doing just fake battling.
Okay.
LARPing is actually the tabletop RPG video game thing where you act out, you have a part, yeah. You have a script, only you do it like it's a play.
And we don't know what they were doing before that. They could have been inside playing and their battle went outside.
Could have spilled over.
Don't assume you know.
Out of the tavern and into the streets, I guess.
All of a sudden you see the glass shatter and the guys going through the sword fight.
There's, yeah, but they had a point system in the way they attacked and how you could
use... talked to them about it?
Yeah, I was outside with them for 20 minutes watching this.
I don't know.
Well, I know one thing. Nobody's touching their swords.
Yeah, well, it's a married couple, so, and they have a kid.
Well, you know, I shouldn't be stereotyping.
Yep, yep, yeah, that's your bet.
They met in paddle.
All right, what about some other famous things from Ireland? Let's just talk about, in particular, since we are a pop culture podcast, who are, and you when you think of Irish actors, who comes to mind?
Colin Farrell.
That's got to be number one, right?
He is Irish.
He is Irish.
All right.
Pierce Brosnan.
Irish.
I'm going to give you a name. I gave you the most famous ones on the list I found, and
it's the one of the triplet redhead.
Do what?
The triplet redhead females.
I was gonna say one of the Weasley brothers.
No,
yeah, that's who I thought she was talking about. No. But those twins and a brother.
You know how I say there's those actresses that.
Isla Fisher.
Yeah, aren't one of them Irish?
I think Isla Fisher's British.
Oh my bad.
Isla Fisher's Australian.
Australian. That's it. Yeah. Okay.
Even worse.
I'm a bit of a fan.
Michael Fassbender. That's a pretty big one right now.
Yeah, I didn't know he was Irish.
Cillian Murphy, who was he's
that's
on
a cool name.
Peaky Blinders now. He was famous. He was the Scarecrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Brendan Gleeson. He was from. He's the one that
he's Mad Eye Moody.
He's
Mad Eye Moody.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah, and Braveheart and in Bruges, you know him from everything. You may not have known his name.
He's in Braveheart. Yeah.
I didn't know he was in it.
Of modern fame. And I had to write down a pronunciation key for her. Saoirse Ronan. She's the star and writer of Lady Bird, the new film that got all the throwing it way back. Peter O'Toole.
Yeah.
And I think that you're probably right. Colin Farrell's probably the most notable, even though some of these actors are getting bigger roles now. I think here's the best actor, Irish actor, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to be, right? I mean, My Left Foot.
I think Daniel Day-Lewis is super annoying.
What?
Why?
Butcher Bill?
Lincoln?
That movie's too long.
Oh, but that's one of the single greatest characters.
Brandon Gleeson.
Oh, yeah, he sure is.
And I never saw Lincoln because I know how it ends.
Oh, you're so stupid. Oh,
literally, when you Google Irish actors, it's amazing how many Irish actors there are.
I just think he's super pretentious in his movies.
Oh, absolutely. But his movies, I mean, I think his body of work.
Everything he does is like fucking world ending because he does like 5 movies ever.
But he's good in them. He's amazing.
I'm not saying he's not a good actor.
There will be blood.
Apparently, when he went to research Lincoln's role in Springfield, Illinois, like he was super approachable and very, very nice.
Yeah.
He wore a big hat.
You're hating on the guy for no reason.
I think he kind of tried to be incognito, but when people came up to him and asked him, he was very nice.
I just think he's annoying.
You don't know.
Yeah, you just.
You've never met him.
You also hate Ethan Hawke for some unexplainable reason.
He's got a smug face.
You got a smug face.
I mean, I was going to say, so do you.
So, I guess it's a take one and no one type situation. I don't know.
Bender's killing him. He's making sense. He's got 4 points right out of the gate.
Ethan Hawke's got a punchable face. I'm just saying.
Why do you hate Last of the Mohicans?
You know, honestly, I don't think I've ever seen that.
What?
Another good one. Yeah. Natty Bumbo? What's his name?
I think he was great as Butcher Bill. That movie's too long. But I think he was great at it. I just think he does a movie like every 5 years and everybody like fucking falls all over it.
Yeah, because they're all
amazing.
Because
he's selective. Yeah. I mean, you can't
fault
him.
It annoys me.
Listen, he's not out there making Nick Cage movies over and over and over. So
yeah. Nick Cage had a legitimate reason to make all those movies.
Yeah, he was broke ass because he made a lot of bad
movies. Well, he was going to go to prison.
Because he wasn't as smart as Daniel Day-Lewis with his funds and his selection choices.
Yeah, even American Sweetheart, Tom Hanks has made a couple stinkers.
Yeah, see, I like Tom Hanks.
Okay. Yeah, he has...
Twice American
Terminal, not a good movie.
I haven't watched a Tom Hanks movie in a while, though, because they're all, like, long and annoying.
Larry Crowe? Not good.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Fish Called Wanda?
He's not in that. I mean, is this just diarrhea of the mouth or Tourette's for movie titles?
No, what's the...
Kill Bill.
Versus the Volcanoes.
Yeah. Kill Bill. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Is this what we're doing?
I was thinking of Jill versus the Volcano.
I can see I gotta go up against that.
Wait. A Fish Called Wanda.
And a Volcano.
Joe versus a Volcano. Not the same amount of syllables. Well, not the same even relationship.
He was getting caught up on the... Because there was an actual name in the title. A person's name in the title. Yes. That's where he was getting caught up.
You know what, though? This is a new command decision. I'm taking a point away from him for Fish Called Wanda.
Fuck you, man.
Do you think they've done three movies together? Did Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan ever smash? Sub question: whatever happened to Meg Ryan?
I don't know when he met his wife and married her. Compared to
a long time ago.
So I'm gonna say no because I that guy's pure of heart.
Pure of heart.
So no, and
he's America's dad.
And he probably didn't smash her because she's gross.
Meg Ryan's gross.
I mean, no, she was cute back in the day, but there's something clearly wrong with her. Yeah, she's missing.
Something went south as soon as she got nude in the movie, In the Cut. It went downhill. And a lot of people said that she developed a bit of a pain-in-the-ass reputation.
Well, that's because In the Cut was a stupid movie.
It was a stupid movie, but she did get nude, which was the claim to fame in that movie. It wasn't like the Halle Berry nudity in Swordfish, where it was actually a watchable movie.
What's the movie where she's an alcoholic and Andy Garcia tries to pull her out of the gutter?
Oh, wow. What is
that? That is a good movie. My Life?
No.
No, that's not it.
I don't know. I watched that twice. I worked in the movie theater when that came out. So I watched it twice, and I went with friends each time, and each time I was the only one not crying. I thought something was wrong with me.
Oh, you're like, look where your daughter gets it. Camp, so...
Really?
She doesn't really like
The Coug?
According to the 2013, her boyfriend is John Mellencamp.
The Coug?
Well, ain't that America?
A cougar with a cougar.
Since 2013?
This article I'm scrolling through.
A lot could change since 2013.
You think he lives in a little pink house?
You think he's in her little pink house?
Hey!
Oh,
I'll take it.
Gross point.
Yeah, gross point. I take it back. That's really all the Irish trivia and here. Let me rephrase that. Irish facts I had.
Well, you didn't even mention the most famous Irishman of them all, Paul Hewson, aka Bono.
Oh, God bless. Yeah, I can't believe I forgot Bono. Speaking of pretentious.
Going back to the Meg Ryan thing, she went from America's Sweetheart to America's Scarlet Woman because of her 2000 affair with Russell Crowe during Proof of Life.
Oh, that's right. She did get some shit for
that's
that.
That's right, because she cheated on Dennis Quaid.
That's it. Yeah. And they were America's sweetest couple at the time.
Was that movie called When a Man Loves a Woman with Andy Garcia?
I think you're right.
Yeah. Point for the flop.
I didn't even have to look that up. That just came to my mind.
You've seen like seven movies total in your life, and you pulled that out. I'm pretty proud of you.
Yeah. She went into her own internal Google machines to get that one.
Does Andy Garcia just sit by the phone waiting for Ocean's 14?
Yeah. It's Ocean's 8, I'm assuming.
Is he going to be in the female one? That would be weird.
I don't know.
I think Andy Garcia is an underrated actor.
I think he's a great actor. He's been in some good movies.
Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead?
Oh, I love that movie. Yeah. Yeah. Solid.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I did not bring anything other than that, but I do know that Tom brought trivia, right?
It's kind of new now. The whole thing was Irish or not Irish, and you named about five of the people.
Oh, man.
You guys should talk beforehand on this shit.
It's okay.
Well, I thought I was safe doing it because when he was sitting on the, when we were filming our YouTube channel thing, you were going, for the...
Oh, because there was a couple of Game of Thrones ones.
Game of Thrones guys, so I thought it had something to do with mythical Irish people or something.
No, unfortunately not.
All right, well, you've got 5 minutes to put together a new quiz because you're clearly on here for trivia.
Yeah, we can't deviate from the schedule.
Hey, where's your science corner?
I put your trivia.
He stole that too.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I stole it by the snake stat.
Yeah.
Bender said that he has no good St. Patrick's Day memories.
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, he goes, you said you don't have any good St. Patrick's Day things, like all green or...
Yeah. This is my only green shirt.
Mm. I thought you were going to say you didn't have any good St. Patrick's Day memories because you drank yourself into oblivion every year, so you don't remember.
Most of the time, that's true.
One of my earliest...
As a child?
Yeah.
One of my earliest memories of Bender, we were friends, but we were not good enough friends to where we hung out a lot yet.
You were acquaintances?
Except in the quad.
And he'd invited us over to his... the St. Patrick's Day party, well, they had went down to the parade, and he had drank a lot of Jameson and came back home. And when I was out giving Murph a walk, and Missy still had a little bit of the anxiety social about meeting new people, and she did not know him that well yet. And when I saw him out in the quad at our apartment complex, and he said, "You should come up," I was like, "Yeah, we're not coming up. That's not going to work out."
That one is, I remember parts of that night, but that's it. That was a fun one. Now, we usually do something on St. Patrick's Day every year.
Today you're doing the Cottleville Parade.
Yeah.
It'll
be fun.
My wife put the kibosh on that, thankfully, so I don't have to do that.
I'm getting too old to be around that many people.
We used to go downtown to the parade every year, but we always hung out behind Maggie O's. I've never actually watched the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Have you ever gone to the Soulard one?
The Dogtown one?
The Dogtown,
Dogtown
one.
Yeah,
I've done that one. I've seen that one, but every downtown, like Market Street Parade, I've never watched 1 minute of it.
I've been in that parade.
Have you?
Yeah, I was telling Tom the other day. I was in marching band. Woo! In high school.
Yeah, I wish I had happy applause button.
At least you weren't the battalion girls? The flags?
Flag bearers?
We called in our school, they were all big girls, so we called them the Moo Crew.
Yeah. You're a mean girl.
I'm going to give her, point for that.
I didn't come up with that name. I came up with the name for a girl that had really curly hair. I called her Pubie.
Oh. Just know that third point you got on your list is tainted.
I'm friends with Missy.
We went as a couple before Hayden was born. Were we married yet? I don't know.
When Hayden was born, yes,
we
were married.
When we went down to the St. Patrick's Parade with the Bushmans. That's the only time I've ever been to the downtown one.
I think we were just dating.
Mm. So
I still had a chance to get out, and I chose not to.
Is it this weekend that they turn the river green in Chicago?
Yes. Today, yep.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
We saw that last year. That was pretty cool.
It is cool.
It was 12 degrees, so we actually went back to our hotel and watched it from the window. Luckily, I paid for that river-facing view because it was a nightmare down on that river.
It was, it was blisteringly cold.
It would have been better this year because it was warmer this year than that being down there. It was so cold last year.
How cold was it?
It was so cold that my nuts froze off. I don't know.
Yeah.
What about you, Tom? You got any good St. Patrick's Day? Surely being a Catholic, good Catholic boy, you've celebrated St. Patrick's Day. And a big college guy. I mean, you went to a big college, so.
Yeah, I don't really have any. The only memory I have right off the top of my head is the one time I went to the Dogtown Parade. I was at the Arena Bar, which is still there, by the old St. Louis Arena. And I remember going behind the dumpster and throwing up for a good 10, 15 minutes.
Nice.
Then going back and grabbing another Bud Light from the bar. I think that's what you're supposed to do on St. Patrick's Day, throw up and rally.
The only thing I remember from the Dogtown Parade is it was that time where you weren't allowed. They remember that time in St. Louis where if you got caught peeing outside, you were a sex offender?
Yeah.
I do not remember that time, and it's weird that you had to worry about that.
Well, I was in line.
I did a lot of peeing.
I was in line at a Burger King to pee, and the line is like 700 fucking people.
Do you think
it was
because
698 of them were women?
Do you think maybe because inside there were two people that once got busy in a Burger King bathroom and sold everything up?
Maybe.
I'm giving myself a mark.
You get it. But anyways, the line's like 698 people, and they're all women.
Wait, 698 is just the most finite number.
I said 700.
Well, it would have been 700, but two were getting busy in the bathroom.
So it got to 600. I'm giving you a point because you did the math for him there.
So I go, I'm like, screw this. I'm going to the men's room. There's just me and one other guy, and the guy's like, I'm not messing with those girls. I'm like, dude, I can't hold it. I'm going to pee right here. So I go into the men's room bathroom, and the girl's like, you can't go in here. I'm using the urinal. Nobody's using it. I'll be in and out in a minute. You guys can do whatever you want. And so I'm sitting there peeing in the urinal, and this chick bursts through the door, and she goes, I gotta go. Stands in the urinal next to me, turns around, grabs her ankles, and peed into the urinal standing next to me. I was like, the most horrified / aroused I'd ever been in my entire life.
It's like stepbrother.
I didn't know you could do that. How good looking was this girl?
Yeah, she's a train wreck.
It's like, remember in Step Brothers where she comes in and pees in the urinal at one point before she makes out with John C. Reilly?
I don't think you have to ask how good looking she was when the story starts with, I met her while she was standing up peeing in a urinal.
I can't say for certain.
Good point.
I can't say for certain, but I think the girl that we saw poop in the middle of the field at Mardi Gras was cute in Soulard. She just
we don't know. All we saw was her ass. I don't know.
She pooped?
Oh, yeah. She pooped in the middle of the field.
Disgusting.
Wait, like
an open field. There was nothing around.
You know how every once in a while in Soulard there's like a corner of a block that's kind of like a couple lots of emptiness?
Yeah.
We're just walking along and I go, hey guys, look at that girl. She's stumbling. Oh my, and it was perfectly laid out. Like somebody had blocked the scene for her.
Yeah.
Because there was no one within 50 feet of her in any direction.
Ooh.
And she just dead center. There had to be an X there. Drops her pants and I'm like, oh, she's peeing. Nope, she is
plop,
not
plop.
Peeing.
Did she do like the dog on the carpet where she rubbed her ass in her?
No, she kicked back at it.
Yeah.
And, oh, gross.
Like, if that happens to you, do you just, while you're pooping, like, thinking to yourself, this is the lowest point in my life?
No.
For her to do that, no, that wasn't the lowest point in her life.
The next day, you wake up and you're like, did I shit in the field?
Yeah, she was so in the moment that she did not know what was going
on. So I also have a story of somebody, a woman going like that. I was at a Tesla concert at Pops.
Because that's a thing.
Yeah, what is a Tesla concert?
Oh, signs everywhere, signs blocking up the 7-man acoustical jam.
I didn't know that was the name of the band.
Oh. Yeah, they're an 80s rock band. They're going to rock out. But anyway, so...
And a car.
Yeah, in a car.
I knew it was a car.
So the story is that Elon Musk is a massive Tesla fan, and that's why he named it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Not true. Not true. Maybe a Nikola Tesla, but not the man.
So I was in the line from the bathroom, and this pretty good-looking girl walks in, and she, same thing, I have to go, but all the urinals were taken, so she got out a beer cup and just went in the beer cup.
Did she get it? Was she clean about it?
It was kind of all over the place, and everybody was kind of looking at her, and then one guy took his beer and dumped it on her while she was peeing.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, what a dick
move. It was a really dick move.
That's awful.
Kind of fell, and she was like...
So, that in itself is pretty ballsy that she did that. It's pretty gross, but there is a certain amount of respect you got to give to the girl willing to do that.
Yeah.
The last thing you do is dump a beer on her.
It was, yeah.
She's got the embarrassing thing nailed down. She doesn't need your help.
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe his thought was, if I dump beer on her, no one will notice how much she piddled all over herself.
Yeah.
Maybe he was helping her out.
And same thing, Bender. Some guy next to me goes, man, that's pretty gross, but I'm kind of turned on right now.
Well, I guess...
I was not turned on.
I'd be remiss.
That was a joke.
I'd be remiss if I didn't bring this up. We are on site of the only time as a grown man I've ever pooped my pants was here at the Shamrocks Pub and Grill.
Wow! I told yourself out like that.
He's told it a lot of times.
On
he's not
podcast.
Embarrassed.
Yeah, I pooped my pants. I spent a whole day at Schlafly at Hop in the City, really drunk. Came here, drank heavy beers, and just did not make it. Oh no, I did make it, but there were the urinals in the stall were taken. And I panicked, and I was going to try to cut across to the women's room, and a girl walked in as soon as I opened the door, and I was like, no! And I went back as soon as the guy came out, and I got right to the door of the...
You should have just taken the lid off the trash can.
Was a poop situation or a shart situation?
I pooped. I threw my underwear away. Threw them in the trash can here. I had to put my foot on the door to balance it shut to wash my shorts out a little bit so we could get it. And then I just went out the back door.
Was that a point in your life where you're like, this is the low point?
Yeah. I was kind of embarrassed at first, and then the more I thought about it, it was kind of funny.
He embraced it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, come on. I drunkenly pooped, man. And what?
As an adult, I've never pooped my pants.
I've sharted
once at camping as an adult, but the only thing embarrassing about that is I was in my swim trunks, and I had to sprint across. I woke up before everybody. I had to sprint from the tent to the outhouse, you know, at the campground.
Yeah.
And as soon as I got there, it sharted a little, just enough where it needed washed out. The only thing that was embarrassing was that there was no way to wash it out inside, but there was a fountain hose on the outside. So I stood naked in the middle of a campground, full campground, washing my pants out, butt naked.
Mm.
I don't know if anybody saw me or not.
That's his low point.
You've never sharted, Bender?
That's not pooping.
Yeah.
But
I full on pooped
my
pants.
You did not
here.
Answer the question.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's sharted.
No, I have not.
But you're a girl that's had two kids. You piddle every time you take a step.
Yeah, that's true.
I've told my sharted story, right?
I don't know.
I was at a college party, and I sharted, and I went into the bathroom, and I saw the damage in my boxers, and I didn't know what to do. I'm at somebody's house. So quick thinking, I just took them out, and then I opened the cabinets underneath the sink and just stuffed them back at the top.
You didn't throw them in the trash can and put some toilet paper on top of it or something?
Nope.
Yeah, because you were drunk.
I was thinking, all right, so let's say you put some toilet paper on it. Let's say that gets found out. Then someone's going to come out and go, who left their dumpy boxers in my trash can?
All you do is go, you got to be kidding me. Who did that? You know, you blame the other guys. This guy, look at that poop pants looking guy.
No, because then some asshole's going to be like, underwear check.
Yep. it was two good looking girls' apartments, too.
Question. Was sharded a word before Along Came Polly?
Sharded's been around a long time.
What year did that come out? Because I can tell you.
No.
My brother was like 7, and I...
Well before that. You were well before that.
Yeah, because he woke up one morning, and I heard him go, crap. And I asked him and he was in elementary school.
Yeah, I remember being in school, like middle school or junior high, talking about the word shart.
I don't think I'd ever heard it before Along Came Polly.
That's one of the best uses of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that in Rolla, St. Patrick's Day is huge there?
Huh.
They have a whole bunch of traditions and a huge parade.
Yeah, because it's something to do with engineers.
Yes, so I've...
Those smart kids really need to expel some of that...
Along Came Polly was 2004.
Yeah, it's been that tense studying they do because of the brain college there.
I actually went there once for St. Patrick's Day. And I witnessed very gross things. I guess one of the fraternities, I cannot remember all the details, but the fraternity, people vomited and pissed and shit in a bucket and then threw it at people. It was so disgusting. Ooh, so disgusting. And it had a name.
Me.
It had a name like Ethel or something.
Yeah. That
crazy.
Reminds me, the grossest St. Patrick's Day thing I'd ever seen, and I know the guy, but... His buddy was so drunk at the last time I went to the downtown parade that he passed out, and they just put him in a chair. Well, then he started throwing up, like, you know, on himself, and drunk people are assholes, and started throwing beers at him.
Oh, God.
Oh.
So his friend, instead of, like, trying to fight the entire crowd, forced himself to throw up. And then when the people were throwing beers at him, he proceeded to drink beers thrown at him out of his own vomit. I was like, I don't think I can come here anymore.
So I don't know who that friend was, but I give him a point.
He's not a friend of mine.
I give him a point for taking up for the guy, but you could have chosen a different way. Maybe like
a train wreck.
Maybe just whip it out and pee or something. Like trick, like, but don't drink.
I don't know. I would have rather just
don't jackass the situation.
Oh, he jackassed the shit out of it. It was fucking gross.
Bender, you got your point back for just saying jackass the shit out of it.
Oh, this is the grossest thing I've ever seen. I did a little quick Google search on, since we're kind of a nerdy podcast, on the 15 Irish
yourself.
Superheroes and villains.
Oh, here we go. Good
Banshee.
One, Bender.
Yes.
Banshee's
on
here. Mariah McTaggart. And by the way, she is not a Banshee. It's a he.
Mariah McTaggart.
Isn't there a female version too, though?
He does have but the Banshee
is
a male.
Arthur Curry, which is an Aquaman, version of Aquaman.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yep.
I don't know. I didn't know. I don't know.
That was Peter David's version.
Jim Lee's Hellstrike.
Yeah, that doesn't count. It does, but.
The worst superhero name or villain name, Jack O'Lantern.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That sounds Halloween-y, not Irish.
Black Canary. She's a DC. She's pretty big in the DC world.
I didn't know she was. Yeah, she's huge. I didn't know she was Irish. She's a blonde superhero.
Marvel's blatant racism heroine, Shamrock. I have no idea.
Yeah, that had to be a 70s thing.
Yeah,
80s.
I'm looking for some more. Black Tom Cassidy.
Black Tom was a good one. Wolverine villain.
Wait, the guy's name was Black Tom?
Black, and he's white.
Yeah, and he's a white dude for sure.
He's Banshee's brother, I believe.
Spider-Man 2099, Miguel O'Hara.
Oh, okay. Miguel.
Miguel sounds Mexican. I'm
he's
sorry.
Hispanic, Italian, or Irish.
Captain America is apparently Irish. He's
Steven
Irish
Rogers,
American.
That makes sense. Yeah. In New York.
I guess the two most famous ones would be Bullseye.
Yeah, Bullseye is a good one. Played by Colin Farrell in the movie.
Yeah, terrible movie.
Yep.
And then his arch nemesis, Daredevil.
Yeah, Matt Murdock is he's a redhead.
Yeah.
And he lived in Hell's Kitchen. So
and his dad was an Irish boxer.
Yep. Battling Jack Murdock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that was good.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Way to
fill
time.
Some dead air.
We didn't even hit dead air, but you filled it well.
Yeah.
What would have been.
Yeah, I'm a quick thinker sometimes.
Yeah, that's it. We're getting the peek behind the machine that is the Bender brain today.
Speaking of, you posted it, I assume. I've watched it 3 times.
The most amazing trailer.
Oh,
the
my
best
God.
Trailer of all time.
It was like, I kind of peed a little bit.
I know.
So you excited.
Tom, I'm lost. Are you?
Avengers Infinity War trailer.
Are you talking about that or that Rick and Morty thing?
The Rick and Morty thing I posted was pretty awesome. There's
the Run the Jewels thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a waiter running around here with a green Rick shirt right
yeah,
now. So.
Yeah.
But
shut
yeah,
up, liver.
Yeah. So that trailer, more than anything, is... That's the best thing of the Marvel Universe right now.
Oh, so cool.
The early views of the movie have said it might be the best Marvel movie, which is a lot of hype on that.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's been the best one since Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah, Civil War was, which is arguably one of the better ones.
Yeah, you can see with Civil War.
But it does look awesome. I mean, it will be the best. I think the brothers, the Russo brothers, will deserve an Oscar if they can pull off making it the best, because they're dealing with a lot of people. Take a drink. But Dan Harmon says, if you really want to know, and Rob Schraub, who's the director, and his buddy did Scud, the comic book Scud, the Disposable Assassin, he says, being a director, the two things that should get you best actor or best director every year is directing a movie majorly made up of kids or of a cast of over 12 people. Yeah. Because it's the two hardest things to do. And if they pull it off, that's going to be a big thing.
And that cast is of the over 12 people, you know, is 12 A and B actors, you know, like elite actors. Like Chris Pratt's got to be one of the biggest actors.
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr.'s, you know, he's bigger now, but he's, you know, he's iconic in 30 years in the industry. But, you know, Chris Pratt's in everything now.
Chris
Evans.
In the Wakanda scenes alone, you have 12 people that have been making big movies now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's impressive. It's impressive.
Yeah. Why does everybody think Captain America's going to die?
Because
his contract's up.
And they have said after Infinity War 2 is going to be the next phase of the Marvel Universe. It's going to start focusing on other characters, other Avengers, new teams.
I think it would...
They're thinking Robert Downey and Chris Evans are both moving on.
Yeah. Oh, I thought a lot of them, like Thor.
I think even Thor will be gone, too.
Yeah.
I think the next...
He's already lost an eye, dang it.
I think the next iteration of... And we could all be wrong, but because money talks, but I think Spider-Man and probably Ant-Man would be the only ones that move on from...
The problem with that is apparently there's some... things aren't quite as happy no matter how much money's being printed off of Spider-Man between Sony and Disney. Because it's only a limited contract, and it's finite, and Sony's not thinking about re-upping it. And if you think about it, I think it was a 3-5 picture contract, and this is the third of it, and the second part will be the fourth.
I don't know. I think Disney's got enough money now that they were like, we'll give you $6 billion for Spider-Man.
Yeah, they
Spider-Man
could do something like, or Sony could say,
it.
Or we just keep the actor, the movies, and keep going in that direction and make our own money. I mean, which they'll screw it up, but still.
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't know. I feel like Spider-Man's got to be in the Marvel Universe.
It would be awesome
more
if he was in
the
X-Men.
X-Men.
Yeah.
I'm fine with keeping the X-Men in a different universe.
Well, that's not going to happen if Fox's that buyout goes through, which we're having some issues with it, apparently.
Yeah.
Hey, this was kind of speaking of movie franchises and sneak peeks. Apparently, the Godzilla sequel to the last one, the better one with Bryan Cranston.
It wasn't very good, but yeah.
Oh, it got great reviews, and I loved it.
It's so boring.
I loved it. It was closer to the original Godzilla. Well, the new one, which is King of All Monsters, is apparently been seen by people so far. The rough cut before the special effects. And they say it's even better. And it completely wraps up at the end of it for the third one, which is King Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That's kind of what I thought that Rock movie was.
Rampage.
Yeah,
I want to see that.
With George, huge gorilla, and he's fighting, who knows what the fuck he's fighting.
He's fighting a giant wolf and a giant alligator.
It looked like Godzilla
and he has a giant gorilla, yeah. And here is the problem that you have with that movie, and this is where we're going to find out how much star power The Rock has, is with Avengers being moved up, that movie gets 1 week.
Yeah.
Before Avengers comes out. So we'll see how much money he can rack in.
I think he'll be fine
because
Jumanji's still like...
Jumanji's good, but it didn't have anything to go up against. Black Panther shut it down.
Well, I think that's
brilliant.
But
Jumanji
was
at the top of the... It was like the number one movie for like 13 weeks in a row.
It broke the world record for that whatever month that was in for the entire history of movies.
It doesn't matter that it didn't have anything to go up against because that's brilliant. That makes you the number one because you were smart enough to put it out at that time.
Well, they had a 3-week window before Avengers came out, and Avengers now moved up 2 weeks, and they have a 1 week. And so your typical drop-off is 60% from your opening weekend, and people are already saying, well, every movie is going to have like an 80-90% drop-off now that Kind of like Star Wars Last Jedi did when you do that.
Have you ever seen a movie in the theater twice? Like, has it been so good that you made an actual effort to go see it?
When I was a kid, I would do that. But as an adult, no.
When I worked at the movie theater, yes.
Well, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't when I was working. I would go to the movie theater and watch it twice.
I've seen movies twice, but I've never been like one of those people who's like, I've seen the last Star Wars movie 6 times in the theater.
Well, that's because you have a wife.
Yeah, that's true.
I watched Mad Love 3 times at the movie theater.
And your wife tends to...
It's an odd choice.
It's a great movie.
She loves that movie. And your wife, Bender, tends to put the foot down on things.
She
wears the pants. Yeah. She wears the pants.
She's bossy.
It's a very short pair of pants, but she's wearing them.
They're more like leggings, probably.
And right now, they have an elastic band because she's pregnant.
They do. Don't tell her that. She'll punch you in the dick.
Definitely.
It wasn't his dick that made her pregnant, though.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. She doesn't like any penises right now.
More. She doesn't like them much more than she did, but definitely doesn't like them at all now. Hey, I guess I don't know. Look, I guess we can jump in because there's some things I want to talk about in the segment where we throw it to Missy. And, I mean, we're sitting at 40 minutes right now.
It's kind of odd that you want to talk during Missy's segment.
Well, I'll let everybody. Right? Let's test it out. Let's throw it to Missy. Missy, what you got?
I have nothing.
Okay, so then somebody's got to talk during this segment. Hey, being the order I wrote it in, Bender, what do you got?
I talked about it. Avengers. I wanted to talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is going great.
What do you got, Tom?
So we had history last night. The first number one seed in NCAA men's basketball tournament history lost to a 16 seed.
135-1. Number ones versus number 16s now, and it wasn't just.
Congratulations.
Yeah, UMBC.
University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Yeah, which, Retrievers.
The powerhouse that is the Retrievers. Here's the thing. It wasn't just a 16 beating a 1. It was the number one overall seed in the tournament, the team that supposedly had the best chance of winning the whole thing. So we saw the president's pick, Arizona.
Yeah.
Former president, Barack Obama.
He's always my president.
Yeah. And now we've seen the number one overall seed. So that's pretty big. And it wasn't like it was a buzzer beater. It was historic.
So
it was 20 points.
Virginia was favored by 20.5, and UMBC won by 20. They almost covered Virginia's spread.
Jeez. That's embarrassing.
Did you watch that game?
No, I flipped back and forth when you kind of fell asleep.
No, you didn't. Once. I was going to sleep when you said, oh, it's over.
Did it?
Yes.
I flipped in the commercial.
You're trying to save face for your friends.
That's not true. Carter was texting me updates over and over. That's how
I
knew what was
going.
You said
I won't let Carter know so he doesn't get mad at me.
Yeah, well, he was bothering me with it. But no, I did flip once in commercial. Nothing there. Went back. So
I didn't watch it at all.
Yeah. I didn't watch the Mizzou game.
I didn't watch the Mizzou game.
I watched a little bit of the Kansas State game just because we were hanging out.
Because you were awake.
Yeah.
Yeah. So far, maybe in any sport right now, college basketball has a good amount of parity. You think the top heavy, it would be top heavy because the regular season shows it. But when you get to the tournament, these small schools that have 8 and 9 seniors on their team do some damage.
Going to ask, how often does the number one seed going in actually win?
I'd say the number one seed overall.
Yeah, like. For example, last night, how often does the team that's like projected to win actually win? That's got to be low, right?
Yeah, it's maybe one every 8 years.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. A number one seeds, there's always – when's the last time – it was last year or a few years ago we didn't have a number one seed in the Final Four. I can't remember when it was. Maybe
it was
2011.
2 or 3 years ago.
Or maybe. But –
there was back-to-back years where no number one seeds made it, and then I think the year after, all number four.
It was all chalk at that point.
Yeah.
It's big. I mean, that is if you put any emphasis and weight on sports whatsoever, that is historic. So.
Oh, I mean, it's probably the biggest upset of my lifetime.
Yeah, the biggest college basketball upset of all time, especially in the CBB era. Yeah. So. Yeah.
And then I guess my other question, I forgot it now.
Oh.
Great.
Oh.
I had one. I don't know. It's gone now. Started reading something. I was looking up how often they actually win. Oh, did you? Any of you guys fill out a bracket? That was
I filled out 2.
Me too.
Did you? I didn't do any.
And I had Virginia winning one of them.
Did you do one, Missy?
I normally do the March Madness of all the hot men.
Oh, yeah.
But I did not do one this year.
Took a year off because the the quality of men has not changed much over the years. So.
I don't care. No, I feel like men should be ostracized too. So.
Hashtag your meat as well.
Yeah.
Hey, look at this. We have a Tesmer brother over here.
What's up, buddy?
Famous because he's got a famous brother. That's why.
Oh yeah.
You're a salt shop guy. That's why.
I'm not the important one.
No, you're important to us, buddy. He said he would be here. I told him he could come on the air if we did an Irish car bomb together.
I'll do one.
Yeah, well, of course. That's
it.
I guess the only other thing I've got of note in the world of sports is UFC missed out on its chance to make a buttload of money by not having CM Punk fight Floyd Mayweather. There's been a lot of posturing back and forth on it, and that was a rumor to be Mayweather's first fight.
How did that even come about?
Well, Mayweather's been teasing a lot.
Well, I know that, but those two together?
The money that would be involved, and the it's believable for a guy with no MMA experience and a guy with one match experience to fight each other. So
who backed out?
They just never came together. Mm. Mayweather requires a lot of money. He also...
the height difference on those two?
The weight difference is the bigger thing. Mayweather
and who?
CM Punk.
So CM Punk fought at 170. He actually wrestled around 185, 200 pounds. He even bulked up to 220 for a little while. But they were thinking that if he could get down to 165, Mayweather would fight at 160, which would be the heaviest he would ever weigh in his entire life.
Yeah. Holy shit, that would be
How tall is CM Punk?
He's much taller.
He's got to be almost 6 foot, right?
And Joe Rogan broke it down that Mayweather definitely would have the advantage of striking, but if CM Punk was smart, he would just drop down to the mat and crawl over and try to grab him, because once he grabbed him, literally... Even at CM Punk's relative inexperience, he's now a blue belt in jiu-jitsu, which is a legitimate rank. He probably would handle him easily on the ground.
And you'd like to think that he could wear out Mayweather, by keeping his distance, since he's so much longer. But Mayweather's not a strike. He's the same thing.
Well, yeah, and you're not going to wear out a world-class boxer no matter what. They fight longer often.
Well, that WWE training has to...
Yeah, his strength would be more.
Well, I mean, there's... moves that he could probably do on Mayweather aren't traditional MMA moves that would take him over.
Yeah, high in Corona.
Speaking of wrestling, I didn't really read into it too much, but apparently McCulloch Hogan.
He had a match where they used all of his gimmicks in an
independent
scene.
Well, he got called out. Apparently he's going back into the WWE
WrestleMania
or whatever.
Yeah.
McCulloch Hogan?
He's going to wrestle,
Rusev, right?
Rusev at WrestleMania.
Is he Irish with McCulkin?
Gotta be, right?
Yeah, sure, why not?
It's not McCulkin, it's just Culkin.
Yeah, it's Culkin.
Macaulay.
Macaulay McCulkin.
Is it Culkin? I said Colgan, but I don't know how to read.
Macaulay McCulkin would be an awesome name.
Yeah.
So anyway, they miss out. So, the thing with Mayweather is it's not that he's smarter than Conor McGregor about how he's doing this transition if he does it.
Yeah.
He has just more, no matter what McGregor thinks, Mayweather had more stroke. There was a definite reason Mayweather chose to fight McGregor when he did, because that window allowed McGregor only 6 weeks of a camp to get ready for it.
And his country's racist and wouldn't see him good.
Yeah. So Mayweather will get himself a tune-up fight, win or lose. If he wins, he'll fight McGregor. If he doesn't, the UFC is going to make a lot of money off of it no matter what.
Will we ever see Mayweather lose anything?
If he gets an MMA, he will. He will. He has no chance at MMA.
Isn't Floyd, he's almost 40 now, right?
He's 40 years old.
Yeah, he's done.
So is CM Punk, by the way.
Wow. But I think the fact that he doesn't have any grappling skills is what's going to be his downfall. He can punch, but...
I don't see Mayweather getting into MMA for real.
He's teasing it every day on his darn Instagram.
He's going to blow...
That's because he's trying to stay relevant.
Leg kicks will be... Other than everybody knows wrestling's going to be tough for him to deal with, the leg kicks, because a boxing stance leaves yourself open to not check a leg kick. And it's conceivable that a good fighter, not a great fighter, but a good fighter could chop him down in 3 or 4 leg kicks. He would be limping and couldn't move. I mean, they hurt. Grown men tap out the leg kicks.
That being said, if he was...
And he's a half-size man.
Yeah. That being said, I'm a normal person who's like, I'm already on top, but he's a cocky guy who's never lost, so it's got to be ego. That's the only reason he would...
do this at this point.
Yeah, and he's going to make...
He's not got nothing left to prove.
He's not going
to
make $150 million, but he'll make $60 to $75 on a UFC fight.
Yeah,
and that's the thing. That's where they're going to get to. They're going to say, "Well, they're going to charge $75 for the pay per view that he's on, and it's going to be that much money."
And people pay it because they want to see him.
They paid $100 for the McGregor one. Yeah. So
he's the ultimate heel.
Yeah, he's Money Mayweather.
Just jump right into wrestling and just make.
He's already done that. He's wrestled the Big Show.
Yep.
Yeah, but I mean, he could do it twice a year and still make $10 million.
Probably.
It was no faker than the rest of it.
That was a giant against a midget. That's
true.
That's not.
Yeah, Big Show wouldn't murder that guy. Hey, what else you got?
Gotta catch him, though.
That's about all I got. Going to the Blues game tonight. They suck.
Do you have green jerseys?
They're actually wearing their home or their away whites tonight.
Okay.
Because they haven't worn those in a long time. So that's their gimmick tonight. And
they're wearing their funeral whites. Because they're season.
You're taking the whole family?
Yeah.
Mmm.
Yeah. So.
Two kids,
which is great because that means I can cut through the bathroom line and go straight to the family restaurant.
Oh, nice. There you go. Some of the stuff that I had other than thanks Shamrocks for having us out. And by the way, if you don't know where Shamrocks is.
It sounded non-genuine.
No, thanks Shamrocks.
Shamrocks Pub and Grill. It's Shamrocks-Pub and Grill on their website. And it's 4177 Veterans Memorial Parkway in St. Peter's. But I just want to say we did do our first YouTube video.
Yeah.
It got a lot of views right out of the gate. We've got 7 or 8 subscribers right out of the gate.
I watched it 17 times.
Good job.
Thank you so much.
I watched the beginning and I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
I got some good feedback from the Dina Rap. I was leaning a little too close to the sun.
Oh, no, I think he liked that. I think that was his joke, like that you were staring straight. I told you I liked the fact that you were forward on it. I thought it was funny.
Did you get any haters?
No, I want some. We got a beer guy right out of the gate that said, "Watched it and subscribe. Check mine out." Yeah. So,
he just wants a subscriber for himself.
That's okay.
That's all right. That's how you get this stuff done.
Did you upload us to Beer Enthusiasts?
I did. Jay, one of our listeners, and has his own podcast that's going to come on Nerdcast. He's the only one that liked it on there, and I thought about trying to pin it back to the top, but I'm like, they'll find it. And you know what? But that goes to show you, and my theory is that no one's actually watching or reading anything. They just get on there to hate. That's what they do. So that's it. So, yeah, keep looking for it. Look, and more stuff to come. Me and Bender got to get together in time for when we're going to do a new episode, a special episode.
Yeah, I actually want to read a comic.
Do it. Start it. I've been telling you for the last 2 weeks. Start it.
I know, but we haven't came up with a date. I want to read one.
If you tell me you're starting to read, we'll put down a date.
All right, I'll download it now.
All right, there you go. See, that's all we need, Bender, is commitment.
Yep.
Commitment.
I committed to one thing in my life, and that's my wife.
One.
Look at how that worked.
And
how'd that
children.
Work out for you?
Three children.
I mean, we're still married.
Yeah, three kids.
Yeah, it's gross.
House payment, car payments.
Oh. Yeah, I wish I had a third kid.
What?
I really do. Sometimes,
I'll sell you this one.
Yeah.
For free.
No, can I choose one of your children?
It's a boy. No, you don't get the good one.
It's a boy.
Which one's the good one? Maybe
obviously.
Maybe I want Vera.
The lowest maintenance.
Yeah,
no,
you can have Vera.
We can't take another girl.
Oh, true. Can we take the baby?
Yeah. And last night, I said I would mention this. Last night, my youngest daughter and I went and watched the local Kansas City St. Louis Wrestling League, NWL.
Yeah, we got to get some of the people on the show.
At the Elks Lodge. Yeah, we tried once when we were the Random Ass Podcast.
At the Elks Lodge.
It was entertaining. I told Tom earlier the heel characters were very well developed. The matches were all pretty solid. They were very formulaic, which is not a knock on them, but it was old school wrestling formula of getting heat on the baby face. $3.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean.
And I had one beer, and she had a Twix and a Dr. Pepper, and I think
and
I
she
spent
had two.
$10.
Nice.
She drove home.
The only thing that sucked for them is the ceiling was so low that they couldn't do a lot of the aerial moves. But most of the good guys went over. A couple of bad guys did. Some good action outside the ring. One kid brought an umbrella.
Yeah.
And in the they have a title called the Spirit of St. Louis, which is a no disqualification title. And the good guy grabbed the umbrella and used it to choke. And then he opened it up and threw it at the guy. And when it went over his head, he was blinded and he attacked him. So it was, there was some good stuff. My daughter was all in.
She came home super stoked.
She got a bracelet from one of the girls. She
Samantha Stone, I believe.
Savannah Stone. And stones don't break or something like that.
Yeah, you
can't
cannot break stone.
Yeah.
I think I saw her work on Pornhub.
She also, nice.
You can't break stone. I'm just saying.
The funniest thing was when we left and got in the car, the last match, which was their biggest names, Jack Foster, Gary J, some I can't remember, Maddie, there's a girl, and then it was the Foundation, which is their champ, Jeremy Wyatt. They were, that was a good mixed tag match, and we left, and we got in the car, and she goes, Dad, that last match was intense. So that was a win for them. That's a win for them and that's for her. So
she may be a wrestler when she grows
and
up.
She's an independent fan. I mean, that's good. You're gonna be a fan of the indies. So so we
successful daddy daughter day.
We're gonna go see more of those because at $10 for a general admission ticket, even $20 for the ringside is not bad.
We should go. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good
take
time.
Take Jeremiah. I think he'd enjoy it too.
So we'll do that in the future, and we'll talk about that more. And yeah, I will reach out see if we can't get any of those guys on there. So. And I guess I don't know if finally I guess you know. Sorry about the Facebook Live; it didn't work out because the internet here was messed up. It's still messed up. I'll tweet something out and tell you where. I apologize for that later. But let's go ahead and we're doing it. I'm gonna look in the order we go. No. So let's say goodbye.
Let's go blue.
Hold on to your butts and don't drink too much.
Bye.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. We will play the music. Maybe I'll do St. Patrick's music theme to bring us in and out on this.